You're listening to SBS News.
March for Justice organiser Janine Hendry surprised Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack in the halls of Parliament, urging him to attend a rally and consider a human rights report published 14 months ago.
The Australian Human Rights Commission report landed on the Attorney-General's desk over 12 months ago, and we have not seen any implementation of the recommendations that were in that report, and it was pretty scathing. It was pretty scathing. And so when you tell me that you're willing to look at it, I'm going to tell you I want some action.
Okay.
And the Women of Australia want some action. We're drawing a line in the sand right here, right now.
Okay. All right.
You'll give me that assurance?
Well, I'm certain that we'll absolutely look at it. I can't give you the assurance that we'll...
I'm not interested in looking at it. You've been looking at this for years. I'm sorry. It's time, and it's time now. We don't want any more reports.
Sure.
We want change.
Understood.
And we want change now.
Understood.
You've had that report for 14 months. It's time.
Understand.
The report was the result of an 18-month national inquiry into the prevalence of sexual harassment in Australian workplaces, the causes of it, and measures to prevent it. Janine Hendry led a rally of thousands of women in Canberra and across the country in the March for Justice Against Gendered Violence and Sexual Assault. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Minister for Women Maurice Payne did not attend the event. They instead invited up to four delegates to meet in private, but the invitation was declined, as Ms. Hendry explains.
For me to go and meet the Prime Minister behind closed doors is really not going to give these women a voice. He needs to read the room. We are here because he hasn't read the room, because he hasn't been willing to listen to the voices of women. I thank him for his offer. I would like to see the start of systemic and structural change so that we do not have inequality in this country. This is 2021.
Politicians for most political parties attended the demonstrations, including Greens Senator Larissa Waters, who reiterated the movement's online hashtag, Enough is Enough.
Well, enough's enough. Women have had enough. We are sick of the sexual harassment, the inequality and the violence. It is just incredibly disrespectful, and it says everything you need to know about this government's attitude to women, that they can't even find 10 minutes in their diary to go and listen to a movement that is 100,000 women strong. Perhaps he needs to talk to his wife about some empathy or what the right response is here.
I am woman!
Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins returned to Parliament House for the first time since publicly alleging that she was raped by a colleague in 2019 in the office of Defence Minister Linda Reynolds. Ms. Higgins says she hopes her story will inspire others to speak out and inevitably lead to reduced gendered violence.
I tuned into Question Time to see my former bosses, people that I had dedicated my life to, deny and downplay my lived experience. I read the news updates every day at 5 a.m. because I was waking up to new information about my own sexual assault through the media. Details that were never disclosed to me by my employers. Information that would have helped me answer questions that have haunted me for years. These are the people making our laws and governing the country. As our leaders, they should be the exemplar, the gold standard. Sadly, this just isn't the case. If they aren't committed to addressing these issues in their own offices, what confidence can the women of Australia have that they will be proactive in addressing this issue in the broader community?
In the Senate, Minister for Women Maurice Payne confirmed she did not attend the rally but read Brittany Higgins' speech and acknowledges what she stands for.
And there is a range of those statements that she has made today with which I agree, and in fact the concerns that she has raised over recent weeks with which I also agree. It's one of the reasons the government has worked closely with those opposite in support of the development of an independent review of this workplace. We do take this very, very seriously.
Senator Payne also confirmed that the offer to meet a small delegation of rally organisers still stands. In the House of Representatives, Mr. Morrison acknowledged the concerns expressed by those taking part in the rally.
It is good and right, Mr. Speaker, that so many are able to gather here in this way, whether in our capital or elsewhere, and to do so peacefully to express their concerns and their very genuine and real frustrations. This is a vibrant liberal democracy, Mr. Speaker. Not far from here, such marches, even now, are being met with bullets. But not here in this country, Mr. Speaker. Not here in this country.
Mr. Morrison also said the bipartisan task of tackling gender inequality is not yet done, but progress is being made.
An agenda for the advancement of women, and in particular taking into account action to prevent violence against women, is a common cause of this Parliament, I believe, Mr. Speaker. So I acknowledge the frustration and share the disappointment of what has yet not been achieved, Mr. Speaker, who want to see women safer in their workplace, want to see them safer in our community. They want to see them safer in this building, Mr. Speaker. This is my government's ambition, Mr. Speaker.
Australian of the Year Grace Tame, a sexual assault survivor and advocate, addressed protesters in Hobart.
This surge, this cultural shift, this paradigm shift of normalising the conversation of sexual abuse, you know where that started? It started here! I feel like I've been bashing my head against a wall recently because these are not explosive revelations. These are common sense ideas. Whatever happened to connecting with our fellow human beings and supporting each other and empowering each other and listening? It's not that hard to love. And the education we can use to properly inform structures and create actual concrete change. Corrupt behaviour always has been and always will be the enemy.
CEO and founder of Aminata Maternal Foundation, Aminata Conte Bige, came to Australia 21 years ago as a refugee from Sierra Leone. She told protesters in Canberra she came to Australia because she was seeking a safer community than Sierra Leone.
We need people to listen. All we want is to be heard and to be left alone. We are not your property to be touched. Just because the way I'm dressed doesn't mean that you have to touch. So keep your hands off, and we demand respect, and we say enough is enough, and we say no more.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has encouraged female staffers to come forward and share their experiences of sexual harassment. It follows allegations raised in a closed social media group made up of more than 1,300 former female Australian Labor Party staff members.
I'd encourage women to come forward. I encourage women to speak out. I encourage men to listen to those concerns and to respond. Harassment and sexist behaviour, and indeed patriarchy, doesn't exist just on one side of politics. It exists throughout society. What we need to do is to make sure that we listen to the concerns that are put forward and respond.
Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.